Friday, the 12th of June, Kof Sivan, Rabbi Yaakov Hamer, B.S. HaMashiach.
Several of the Yud Gimel Ikrim were illustrated, were demonstrated and proven through the period of Yetzias Mitzrayim, through Har Sinai, at Har Sinai, and later on in the Midbar. If we take a look, open up the Siddur and go through the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the first few which speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the manig, that was clearly visible, that was demonstrated in Mitzrayim. Next one, Hoyo Hoyva V'yiyya, Musa Gashim Havaya, again, that was Nisgal in Mitzrayim. Hashem doesn't have a goof. These things were manifest in Mitzrayim. At Har Sinai we find the concept of Nevuah very clearly demonstrated. V'gam b'cho yaminu l'aylam, Ibn Ezra says that the idea behind it is that Klal Yisrael were influenced by the ideology of the Turks. He says that Mitzrayim and Turkey used to have very similar ideas and concepts, and they were influenced one from the other. And although they believe that perhaps there might be some concept of prophecy, but that a person can actually have a keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and remain alive, this is something which is impossible. And he says, that's the pshat, v'gam b'cho yaminu l'olam, that through you, through the fact that I'm going to have, everyone's going to hear me speak to you, everyone will realize that there's a concept called nevuah, that I speak to Nevi'im and so on. In this week's Sedra, the Maisa with Miriam, Tadab and Miriam, she spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Mefarshim explain, the Rambam says very clearly that it wasn't proper Lashon Hara as such, at least that's the way the Rambam puts it. There's a Chazal elsewhere which seems to suggest very clearly that it was Lashon Hara, but either way the Rishonim tell us that what was behind the scenes of Miriam's speech was the fact that she made a mistake and that she was mashvah, she equated Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu with Shaar Nevi'im. To the extent, the famous piece in Rabbi Chanan that he asks a question, anyone who's not Ma'amin in the Yud Gimel Ikrim is a mumer, and is considered to be a heretic. So he says, how you talking Chalila to say about Miriam? She wasn't Ma'amin, she didn't believe in the level, the superior level of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Are you talking to say that Miriam was Yotzes Miklal Yisrael? And he says, Avadanat, the pshat is that these Ikrim were unfolding. Some, as we said, some of them were demonstrated in Mitzrayim, some of them were demonstrated at Sinai. In Parshas Korach, we have, again, a discussion. Is the Torah which we have, Biodeinu, is the Torah Tiras Emes, or is this something which Moshe Rabbeinu was Mamsis? This is his own creation. Again, another one of the Ikrim, the Torah which we have. This is the Torah, it's not Mukhlefes, and so on. So a lot of the Ikrim, they were slowly unfolding as we went along. Some of the Ikrim that we haven't actually seen them proven as such, and it still remains very much an imamin, something which we believe in. For instance, an imam in Bemunah Shleima Shaveri Yisborach Shemai Hu Rishon Vehu Acharein. So we saw perhaps the concept of Rishon again in Mitzrayim. Mefarshim tell us in Makkos Bechoris that was the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing the world that He is the only Rishis. To the extent that even the Bechori Yisrael Be'etzim should have died during Makkos Bechoris, which is very curious, very strange to understand. We have to fast nowadays, the Bukharim have to fast, because the Bukhari Yisrael were saved. What was the big deal that they were saved? What did they do wrong that they should have been killed? The Moshim say, the Abnezer says, others say, nothing to do with an Einesh, not a punishment as such, but just like Moshe Rabbeinu, at the very beginning he came into power and he said, if you don't let the Yidden go, I will kill Bincha Bechirecha, I will kill your Bechar. In other words, I will show you that the only righteous in the world is the Ribbono Shel Olam, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other righteous whatsoever. When that righteous, when that first Ani Rishon comes and is actualized and is visible in the world, anyone else, anything else which in any way, shape or form claims or in some way appears to be a righteous has to be decimated, has to be removed from the world in order to show this is the only righteous. There's a tremendous chesed Hashem. The Bechori Yisrael in some way are considered to be ancillary. They're part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the ones who should have done the Avodah. And the ends became the Kehanim, who don't really have their own essence. They're just the servants, that the Shluchi, the Rachmana. And the Rishon we saw, and the Achron perhaps we haven't yet seen yet. So some of the Ikrim, as we've said, have been clearly shown, clearly proven. Some have not. Another Ikr, which perhaps one of the most famous Ikrim, something which has been sung throughout the Deiris, sometimes at the most difficult times in history, is the 12th Ikr. The Ikr of an Imam in B'munei Shleim of B'Bias HaMashiach. Obviously something which hasn't yet been manifest. What's the source of this Ikr? How do we know that this Ikr exists? Where is it rooted in the Torah? So some Rishonim actually say it's rooted in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from Golus to Geula, we were in exile, we were suffering, and Hashem took us out. So by definition, that process, that has to continue, this concept. We're not going to end off again in exile. There will be this pattern that just like Hashem took us out, there will be this period, Yemos HaMashiach, where again we'll be taken out of Galus. I'd like to share with you a question which I've been grappling with the past few months, and it's a question which I spoke to many Talmidei Chachamim here in Eretz Yisrael. And just share with you the question and share with you perhaps the beginnings of an answer. What troubled me very much about this 12th Ikr is if you have an individual, and the individual is dreaming about a house. He's thinking about the perfect house, 6 bedrooms, his own study, everything he could possibly want, and he's got it all planned out, exactly how it's going to look, and the size of the kitchen, and 3 sinks, the whole perfect, perfect house, the dream house. And he's longing for it. To me, it seems very trivial to say that the person is longing for the day when the builder is going to come. He's longing for the day when the materials are going to come. He's longing for the day when they're going to make the foundation. What he's longing for, what he's dreaming about, is his house. That is what he wants. Why is there such a very strong stress, such a strong emphasis placed on the Mashiach per se? I mean, the Mashiach, an incredible individual, we have no asaga of all of his godless, of all of his miles. But at the end of the day, it's an individual with a particular task. He's got a job. I remember it just dawned on me, I was giving a lift to someone several months ago, and a couple from Eretz Yisrael, they were asking me what's happening in London, what goes on. I mentioned a few things, and the woman said, oh, you know, we need the Mashiach. And the husband turned to her and he said, we need the Geula is what we need. That's what we need. The Mashiach, the Hata Tafkid. He's going to be the medium, he's going to be the Emtsoi. Through him things will be revealed. He'll be the one who will be Mekabetz everyone together. But what we need is we need the Geula. Why should I thought, you know what? He's right. And I thought, well, let's take a look at what the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos. Let's take a look at how it's brought Bekitzer in the Siddur. Look in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, Ikr Yud Beis. So he starts, Yemos HaMashiach. The days of the Mashiach, but he says, "V'hu l'hamin l'amis shi'yavoy." The idea is to believe that he will come. For lo yechshav shiyis acher, and not to think that he will delay. Imismamech hakeloi, should wait for him. And lehemshech v'sheyamin shiyilo yisrein u'maylo v'chavod, you have to believe that he will have all different types of wonderful traits. Again, very clear, very stressed in the actual Mashiach himself. And as we said in the Siddur, it's very clear, b'bias ha-Mashiach, it's all about him. Why him? The Geula, which is any mamin, the Munashlema, the Geula Asido, the Afalpi. I don't think we would have had any problem whatsoever if that's what it would have said. Just to perhaps suggest an idea which I heard from several people. We know that the three Ikrim, two out of the three are Ikrim, which have to deal with Ben Adam Lamokim. One out of the three is Ben Adam Lachaveri. Torah and Avodah is clearly has to deal with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemilas Chasadim has to deal with our relationship with our fellow man. Torah, Avodah. Avodah nowadays, we don't have the Karbonis nowadays. We have Avodah HaTfilah. So the two main pillars with which the world stands, at least with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Torah and Tefillah. And if we ask ourselves which one is greater, if a person has the choice, which is really the biggest, the best, the most essential, the most intrinsic, probably most of us would say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. That's what we would immediately say. Doesn't seem to be so clear in Chazal. It seems to be that we find different sources suggesting different things. We have a maimer of Rabbi Yochanan and Brachas. Rabbi Yochanan says, Halavai shispal adam kol hayom. Halavai that a person would daven the entire day long. Tefillah is something which is so intrinsic in a human being, in a yid. Halavai that a person would be davening a gansatog. Obviously we have what we mentioned now, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It mentions Iyun Tefillah, it mentions Tefillah, and it says with Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. We have the Gemara in Shabbos, but the Gemara says that Rav saw Rav Hamnuna, that he was Marech B'Tefillah. He was davening a very long Shemoneh Esrei. And Rav said, what is this individual doing? He's leaving aside Chayei Olam, which is Torah, and he's involving himself in Tefillah, which is Chayei Shoah. Everything about Tefillah has to deal with things in this world, Parnas and Refuah and so on. So he's neglecting Torah, which the horror of Torah is that much worse. And he's involving himself in Chayei Shoah. Says the Gemara, who saw that, and what did Rav Hamnuna think? What did he hold? Why did he not care about Rav's statement, about Rav's opinion? Zman Torah lechut, v'zman Tefillah lechut. When a person is davening, it's on a different cheshbon. It's not on a cheshbon of Torah. There's no such concept that you're spending a long time davening. Perhaps with other things, not with tefillah. Tefillah is different. It's a different story. The Gemara also says that the mice with Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting and learning in front of Rabbi Zeiron. It was time to daven, and he wanted to go and daven, and he wanted to leave quickly, the learning. And Karyalei Rabbi Zeiron, Meisa Ozna Mishmaya Torah, Gam Tefillah Sateyeva. What, you're so quick to leave Torah to go and daven? Gam tfilosite, but you're not going to get anywhere with your davening. Do you realize what you're leaving behind? You're leaving behind Torah to go and daven. But apparently Rabbi Yirmiyah thought that this was appropriate. There's another chazal, which again says very opposite opinions. One is that a person should daven in the place where he learns. Because if you want your tefillah to be niskabel, the best way for your tefillah to be niskabel, to be received, is if it's done in the place where you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the place where you're learning. There's another chazal, which says exactly the opposite. That a person should learn in the place where he davens. In the place where you daven, mamish, that's where you have a hiskashrus, a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayyubin lefnei amelach, and you mavakish, you ask for all of your, everything you need. That is the time when you should try and understand Das Elyon. You should try and understand what Torah is. We find also halachic nafkaminas as to Torah and Tefillah, which one is the greatest. Gemara Megillah discusses the Shaila, if you have a Beis HaKnesses, can you turn it into a Beis HaMedrash? Can you turn a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses? Again, which one is greater? The Gemara says that ultimately what they're arguing about is the word Gadol. It says in the time of the passing in the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon that they destroyed, they were a seir of the Bayis Gadol, the great house. So one opinion is a mokim shemegadlin by Torah. One opinion is a mokim shemegadlin by Tefillah. Right? Which one is considered to be the Gadol? Is it Torah which is the Gadol? Is it Tefillah which is the Gadol? Which one is the greatest one? And if I mentioned here before, but I once heard a Hezber, how's it shaykh to say that Tefillah is Gadol, is really greater than Torah? We know we have the Maimer of Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Metzia in the first parak, when the Gemara speaks about if a child finds an object in the street, so who gets to keep it? Does the father get to keep it? Or does the son get to keep it? And the Mishnah differentiates between if the child is a katan or a gadol. They are a minor if they are an adult. In other words, if the child is still a katan, it goes to the father. If the child is an adult, it goes to the... Right? The child gets to keep it himself. Comes along Rabbi Yechanan and says, in the Gemara, lay katan, katan mamish, lay gadol, gadol mamish. Katness and godless doesn't necessarily mean age of pre and post bar mitzvah, but it means if a person is independent. If the child is self-sufficient, they support themselves, they're considered in halacha to be an adult, they get to keep their own mitzvah. If the child is 16 years old and they're still relying on support from their father, they're considered to be a katan. So the concept of gadol, of great, who is considered to be the gadol, the adult or the great one, is someone who is independent. And the Gemara says very clearly in Meseches Nida that how can a person ultimately be successful in Torah? One of the questions which they asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Mayasa Adam Yechkam, what could a person do to actually be matzlech, to be successful, to become a chacham? So he said, Yarbe be yeshiva, a person should spend a lot of time, be yeshiva, be mait beskaira, and they should minimize the amount of time that they're spending working. They answered that they said, Harbe asu, but also be other. Many people tried this and they weren't successful. Eli yispala lamisha chachma shaloi. Person needs to daven to the one who has the key to chachma. The hobbly holy sagya, one without the other, person cannot simply open up tomorrow and expect to be matzliach. Ultimately, you need tefillah also. So some say that perhaps we can understand why there is a concept of godless, something greater which tefillah has over Torah, and that tefillah is something which doesn't need Torah as such. In Maaseh Bereishis, Adam was created, he was created as a mispalel. He saw that there was a need, that there was a need to be mispala for Geshem, and he davened, kind of built into Maaseh Bereishis as the concept of tefillah. That's something which is so innate in every single individual. It doesn't need anything else, well before Torah was there. Whereas Torah needs tefillah. So it could be as far when we're discussing what's greater, what is Godel. Torah has one aspect, one facet of tefillah, which is greater than Torah. Al Kapanim, we find that Torah and Tefillah, these are the two great concepts. These are the two Amudim. Reb Tzadik actually writes in one place, he says that they're almost going in two totally different directions, when you think about it. He says that Limud HaTorah, it's mashlin the individual, it makes the person into a godly individual, into understanding what is Das Hashem, trying to understand what is Ratzon Hashem, what did Hashem want from this mitzvah and that mitzvah. A person is becoming a chacham. Chacham asolim tarapanav. He's focusing on, ultimately, himself becoming greater and greater and greater. A bigger chacham. He says that tefillah, almost, we know it's not really going in the opposite direction, but he says it's almost focusing on the other direction. The greater a person, the more a person realizes that he has absolutely nothing, that it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can't do anything by himself. he can't have any refuah by himself, he can't have any parnasa by himself, he can't have any das. Ultimately, else come from the Rabbeinu Shlom, it's all coming in the Lamala. The more the person, so to speak, negates himself and is mashpil himself, the more he can be shayach to tefillah. He says it's almost going in opposite directions. Where Torah, I'm focusing on myself, becoming greater and greater. If a person really wants to be successful in tefillah, they have to realize how low they are. If we think about who in Tanakh represents, which of the personalities in Tanakh, which represents these two amudim, the amud of Torah and the amud of tefillah. So it's very clear. The Amud of Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave us the Torah, Zichro Tiras Moshe. It's Nikras al Shmoy. He is the Amud of Torah in the world. Certainly the Amud of Torah Shvachsav, maybe Torah Shabal Peh, Rabbi Akiva, but Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu. Tefillah is David HaMelech. The Gemara says, Kevin Shabo David Bo Tefillah. With the advent of David HaMelech, Tefillah came into the world. David HaMelech was the one who said, V'ani Tefillah. It's not that I am someone who davens a lot, I am a mispallel, but Ani Tefillah. He felt that his very essence was a Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the one who, discussion in the Gemara, he was the level of Anav of David HaMelech, but he was the one, Chazal tell us, all the various tzaris le'aleinu, which people might suffer. David HaMelech went through everything himself. He saw all, he experienced all the various tzaras, and that's why Sefer Tehillim is so important and such a potent method of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eis Tzara, because David HaMelech lived through every potential type of tzara, every type of suffering. And he was mispalo keseda for every, for Hatzlacha, from this tzara, from that tzara. He is the one who represents tefillah in the world. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Tzadiches, ultimately we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to reveal himself. To reveal himself to individuals who have the capability, who have the capacity of being masochim, of having a relationship with him. And the Gemara discusses over there for which type of individual did Hashem create this world? Who is the individual, the type of individual which Hashem was mechavin for with the creation of his world. Which, who is he speaking to, so to speak? So it seems to be a machlokes amoraim over there in the Gemara. The first opinion is that le'ivri alma ela le'David, that the world was created for David HaMelech. Meaning the world was created for an individual who is able to realize and be makir that I have absolutely nothing whatsoever. That's why David HaMelech was the Melech. He epitomized Malchus, Malchus based David, because he was the one that lesli migarmi klum. He had absolutely nothing of himself, and that's what a Melech Yisrael is supposed to be. Someone who can just be the medium with which Malchus Shemayim will be nisgal in the world. So lo ivri alma ella David. The world, the kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, was for people, for someone of the caliber of David. The other opinion in the Gemara is Le'ivri Alma Le'Moshe. Now the world was created for Moshe, for Torah, for someone who's able to link up, to connect to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to raise himself to such a height that he's able to understand Ratzon Hashem. That was, to such an individual Hashem was pointing to, Hashem is directing to, and wants to communicate with. The final opinion of the Gemara is Le'ivri Alma El Mashiach. The world was created for Mashiach. And the Farshim tell us that in essence, what the Mashiach has is both of these milas together. The Gematria of Moshe and David is the Gematria of Mashiach with the Koilo. Right? Moshe and David together is Mashiach. In other words, the final opinion of the Gemara, it's Rabbi Yochanan, he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reveal himself in the highest manner possible to someone who has achieved absolute perfection in all areas. Not only in the area of Tefillah, of course the area of Torah, even though as we said, they almost seem to be going and being pulling in different directions. It's for the person who's matching himself in both areas. This is perhaps what the Rambam is telling us in this Ikra Yudbeis. Avado, we ma'amen, we have to be ma'amen in the Gula Shleima and the Gula Asida. Like the Smak says, that it's rooted ultimately in Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, there'll be a final Geula, and we have to be ma'amen. But the Rambam is madgish, that we have to be ma'amen b'Bias HaMashiach, that there will come an individual who will perfect himself in all ways, in the ways of Torah, and the ways of Tefillah. Like the Rambam stresses, v'shiyam en shiyila yisrein mala v'chavid al kol ha'malachim, he will have all of the milas over everyone. He will be the greatest chacham. He'll be someone from Malchus Beis David, specifically from that, who has that sheirish, who has that koyach, the koyach of tefillah, and he'll have the koyach of Torah. To actually believe that in our world, with all of the tzaris, perhaps this is a reason why Klal Yisrael prophetically sang this in difficult times, obviously because they're ma'amin that there will be a ge'ula notwithstanding all of the tzaras, but at a time when an Adam was so mushpo, was so mavuza, was so cast aside, that our emuna goes so far that there will come a day when there will be a person who will excel and will be so great, they'll be able to excel in the areas of Torah, they'll be able to excel in the areas of Tefillah. With that, it could be perhaps, you know, again, I'm still a little bit bothered by the question, but perhaps that's at least the haschala, that why we're madgish, the Mashiach, and not just the Geula, because ultimately, the emunah and this ikka doesn't stop only in the Geula, but it's to be ma'amin that a person has the capacity of reaching such heights, the heights of Torah, and the heights of Tefillah, and Bez Hashem, it should be Niskayim, speedily in our days, Kimei Tzeschem, Eretz Mitzrayim, Arenin Niflais.